You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to Business One. My name is Rakesh. This is Stock Picks.
Stock Picks of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
Well, it's the 10th of May 2018, and the only news that is doing the rounds across the country is the fact that Walmart has acquired 77% of Flipkart for $16 billion. What the fallout of that is and how the stocks of Walmart react to the particular situation is, of course, we are keeping a track on. But, of course, the point of this podcast is to give you a list of stocks which could give you high returns. We spoke to Achin Goel, who gave us a list of five stocks which could give as much as 14% return in the short term. So let's go through that list quickly. L&T Infotech Limited has a buy call with a target of 1,700 rupees, stop loss of 1,467 and return of 10%. Arvind Limited has a buy call as well, target of 481 rupees, stop loss at 414 rupees, return of 10%. ICICI Prudential Limited has a buy call as well, target of 506 rupees, stop loss at 429 rupees and return of 12%. Indian Bank Limited has a buy call as well, target of 378 rupees, stop loss at 324 rupees and return of 10%. And finally, KRBL Limited has a buy call as well, target of 610 rupees, stop loss at 494 rupees and return of 14%. Before we find out more about these individual stocks, let's find out how the market is placed today. Indian markets started off yesterday on a negative note following weak Asian sentiment, but throughout the session, the bias remained positive on Wednesday. And Nifty 50 has certainly opened in the green today and has remained in the green as I speak, up 0.29% at 10,772. Yesterday, the index made an intraday low of 10,689 in the opening trade, whereas on the higher side, the Nifty spot made a high point at 10,766 towards the closing. It did not, however, cross the 10,785 level, so that is a level that we're keeping a close eye on. Because if it does breach the 10,785 levels, it is expected that the rally would continue till 10,910. After Tuesday's weak session, bulls came to challenge the bears and ended with a win for the day, bagging a gain of 23.9 points. The index is trading well above its 200-day exponential moving average on the daily chart. Moreover, 21 EMA and 50 EMA are in a positive crossover, which adds to the bullishness in the market. Momentum indicators such as RSI is in a bullish crossover with a current reading of 60.07 on the weekly chart, which suggests the possibility of further upsides in the index for the short term. Another momentum indicator, MACD, is also in bullish crossover and hovering above the line of polarity, which again suggests positive momentum in the days to come. On the higher side, Nifty may come towards 10,910 and 11,030 for the short term, and on the lower end, supports are pegged at 10,550. Like I said, we spoke to Achin Goel, who is the head of wealth management and financial planning at Bonanza Portfolio, and he gave us a list of five stocks, which is what we're going to find out a little more in detail about. We start with L&T Infotech Limited, which has a buy call, target of 1,700 rupees, stop loss at 1,467 rupees and returns of 10%. On the daily chart, the stock has given a breakout from its range-bound pattern, which suggests a reversal of the previous sideways trend. The recent up move in the price was backed by an increase in volumes. In addition, the price found support above its 21 EMA, which has induced a pullback in the stock price. On the weekly chart, the price has seen an ascending pattern. Traders can accumulate this particular stock in the range of 1,545 to 1,535 for the target of 1,700 and a stop loss below 1,467 rupees for returns of 10%. Moving on now to Arvind Limited, which also has a buy call with a target of 481 rupees and a stop loss at 414 rupees for returns as much as 10%. This stock has moved above its previous peak on the daily chart. In addition, the stock has been making the higher top and higher bottom formation on the daily charts. The rise in price was backed by a surge in volume. In addition, the price has crossed above 61.8% of the previous fall from 478 rupees to 361 rupees. Momentum indicators such as RSI and MACD are showing a bullish crossover. The MACD has in fact hovered above the line of polarity. Traders can accumulate this particular stock, that is Arvind Limited, in the range of 435 to 430 rupees for the target of 481 rupees with a stop loss below 414 rupees. Up next, ICICI Prudential Limited with a buy call as well. Target of 506 rupees, stop loss at 429 rupees and return of 12%. Well, on the daily chart, the stock has given a flag pattern breakout, which may propel the stock for a rally in the short term. On the weekly chart, the stock has given a falling trendline breakout, which indicates the reversal of the previous trend. A positive crossover of 21 EMA and 50 EMA is expected to provide bullishness to the counter. Moreover, momentum indicators like RSI and MACD are very much in a bullish crossover. MACD has moved above its signal line on the daily chart. Traders can accumulate ICICI Prudential Limited stocks in the range of 447 to 452 rupees for the target of 506 rupees with a stop loss below 429 rupees. Coming up next, Indian Bank. Indian Bank also has a buy call, target of 378 rupees, stop loss of 324 rupees and return of 10%. The stock has moved above its previous inflection point on the daily chart, which indicates bullishness going forward. On the weekly chart, price has moved above the previous peak. Also, the price has been sustaining above its 50 EMA for the last 3 days, suggesting resilience of the current uptrend. Momentum oscillators such as RSI and MACD are very much in bullish crossover. MACD is also in a buy mode. Traders can accumulate the stock of Indian Bank in the range of 340 to 345 rupees for the target of 378 rupees and a stop loss pegged at 324 rupees for returns of as high as 10%. And finally, KRBL Limited, which is the owner of the brand India Gate Basmati Rice, also has a buy call from Achin Goel. Target is 610 rupees, stop loss of 494 rupees and returns of 14%. On the weekly chart, the stock has given a breakout of its range-bound pattern, which suggests a reversal of the previous sideward trend. In the recent up move, the price has moved above its 50 EMA on the daily chart. In addition, the price has also moved above its 50% of the previous fall from 652 rupees to 428 rupees. RSI has come out of the oversold zone on the daily chart and daily MACD has also entered in the positive crossover. Traders can accumulate the stock of KRBL Limited in the range of 530 to 535 rupees for the target of 506 rupees and a stop loss below 494 rupees. Well, Achin Goel is the head of wealth management and financial planning at Bonanza Portfolio Limited. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. We here at moneycontrol.com advise users to check with verified experts before taking any investment decisions. But finally, as a quick recap of the top 5 stocks which could give up to 14% return in the short term, we have L&T Infotech Limited, buy call, Arvind Limited, buy call, ICICI Prudential Limited, Indian Bank and KRBL Limited, all with buy calls.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Stay with us on moneycontrol.com as we bring to you the morning podcast as well as the evening podcast and stories of the day as well as deep dives each day. Until the next time I see you, this is me on behalf of everyone here at moneycontrol.com saying thank you very much for joining us and stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.